It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 12, 2019. Today is the birthday of English novelist and playwright Ronald Frederick Delderfield, born in London in 1912. Several of his most popular books were adapted for television and film. Delderfield attended an infant school in the Bermondsey district of London, then a seedy and pretentious small private school, as he put it, 70 boys and 4 underpaid ushers presided over by a jovial gentleman who wore blue serge. He then went to a council school which he hated, but which provided him with the prototypes for characters for several of his stories and plays. This experience was followed by a grammar school whose dedicated teachers inspired several of his other characters. Delderfield's first published play was produced at Birmingham Repertory Theatre in 1936 and was well received. Another one of his plays, Worm's Eye View, had a good run at the Whitehall Theatre in London. Following service in the RAF during World War II, he resumed his literary career while also running an antiques business in Devon. Having begun with drama, he decided to switch to writing novels in the 1950s. His first one, Seven Men of Gascony, was published in 1949. In For My Own Amusement in 1972, he discusses the inspiration for his storylines and tells in anecdotes the origin of several of his characters. He believed that authors draw inspiration from the scenes of their youth, pointing out that Charles Dickens' characters nearly always used the stagecoach when he was writing in the age of the train. Several of Delderfield's historical novels and series involve young men who return from war and lead lives in England that allow the author to portray the sweep of English history and delve deeply into social history from the Edwardian era to the early 1960s. A good example is David Powlett Jones of To Serve Them All My Days, who begins his teaching of history at a rural public school shortly after being released from a shell shock ward in 1918. That novel examines the changes in private education and the development of the labor political movement between the world wars. Similarly, Adam Swan of God is an Englishman is a veteran of the British Army in India who forms a transport business in the mid-19th century. The series explores the economic history of England from the 1860s onward to the outbreak of the First World War. In the Horseman Riding By trilogy, Paul Craddock, also an ex-soldier, becomes a rural landlord in Delderfield's own Devon in the early 20th century. He also published many nonfiction books on Napoleonic history, historical novels involving the Napoleonic Wars, and some isolated novels set in more contemporary periods. His prose style tends to be straightforward and readable, and his social attitudes are fairly traditional, though his politics are a mixture of progressive and free market views. In general, Delderfield's novels celebrate English history, humanity, and liberalism while demonstrating little patience with entrenched class differences and snobbery. Yet they also sometimes advocate individualism, self-reliance, and other traditional Victorian values. Delderfield died at his home at Sidmouth, then called Dove Cottage, of lung cancer on June 24, 1972, at age 60. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 12, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.